death as the criterion for pandemic. In order for COVID-19 to be pronounced a pandemic, it must have caused death. For any disease to be pronounced a pandemic, there must be deaths involved. If a disease would cause only indisposition, even on a world scale, but no deaths occur as a result of it, it would not be deemed a pandemic. As a matter of fact, connected with death was how the virus causing COVID-19 was presented to everyone by the elite-owned global media. And that dishonest world media did use exactly the intimation that COVID-19 causes massive deaths to scare the world for the purposes of controlling it. A constant stream of media reports about loads of dead bodies, death entirely in the anonymous group, of course, who died from with COVID-19, crammed into black plastic sacks, clogging up ambulances, the hospitals unable to manage sending these dead COVID-19 victims on their final journey, filled the airwaves of the world for months. Some even got overexcited and said, quote, "Dying from COVID-19 will get more and more intense with time," unquote. We, however, will not listen to the insinuations the world of the privately owned global media foists upon us. We now, armed with the unequivocal, no significance death from with COVID-19 argument, know better. We have fixed our eyes in a direction where fraudsters have no room to escape and are caught red-handed. Our eyes are fixed in the direction where no lying about dying, in particular from with COVID-19, could be possible. Our gaze is fixed on where the non-anonymous dread such observation the most and do their best to deflect such analysis. We divert our gaze away from where the propaganda is driving us. Instead, we would like to know which monarch, pope, or president has died from with COVID-19, finding that there is none. Counting the dead is a morbid criterion. However, it is an ultimate criterion when one considers it dispassionately, as one should. If one is really concerned about the truth regarding the reality of COVID-19 pandemic. The choice of this criterion is, of course, not because the analyst wants the elite to have died, but is only a reliable tool to judge the reality of the socio-medical phenomenon at hand. Let alone that, as noted, this morbid criterion, albeit used twistedly, by analyzing the unverifiable number of deaths of the anonymous, was imposed by none other than the powers that be, the elite, to justify their deception, foisting a fake COVID-19 pandemic. Well, it is true that if counting the dead should be the criterion, we'd better use it correctly and apply it where it counts and cannot be disputed. Count not the deaths you know nothing about, but count the 100% confirmable deaths. This criterion is not for me, Kurtz, and thankfully also there were no deaths amongst the elite, but that unequivocal observation concerning the, quote, no significance death from with COVID-19, unquote, as a criterion is deadly. No pun intended, for the idea which that same elite desperately wants the insignificance, the anonymous, to believe in, namely, to believe that there was and is a real COVID-19 pandemic engulfing the world. As said, not heeding this criterion can be deadly in another unsuspected way. The human organism is a much more complex system than to be encompassed and subdued by mere viruses. When general confusion is imposed on the entire system, death should not be attributed only to the presence of a virus. There may be also other causes of death. Cynically, in addition, those deaths are for their part fraudulently ascribed to COVID-19. The vicious cycle of fraud keeps turning. Falsification by presenting a mild medical condition which can unequivocally be proven not to cause lethal problems in a well-defined group of people, while fraudulently presenting that it occurs in another group of people, is a real cause of deaths due to neglected, deadly real diseases. It is also in violation of the unambiguous fact spelled out in the main argument of this book section, which one should never lose sight of when listening to the propaganda lies spreading the outright falsity about some so-called COVID-19 pandemic. We will elevate this central argument to a basic axiom when considering the reality of a pandemic in principle. Axiom: if there really is a pandemic, then there must be no group of people in any part of the world excluded from that pandemic, in such a way that while all other groups of people will supposedly experience mass deaths, that particular group is demonstrably exempt from the effect of that pandemic and is spared the scythe of death.